The folks at No Theater think differently about seasons than most of Cincinnati's theaters. Rather than a school year kind of September to May period, they look out at the future and imagine what's possible and probable, leave a little room for what might come along unexpectedly. The minds behind that kind of planning are with me tonight to talk about the current production of Bull by Mike Bartlett, which just opened. With me in the studio are No's producing artistic director, Eric Vossmeyer, as well as his recently announced successor, Andrew Hungerford. Welcome to both of you.
Thanks so much.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Eric, after running No for 7 years, you recently announced plans to step aside in June after the 11th annual Cincinnati Fringe. And Andrew, you've been part of the No's family as a scenic and lighting designer since you finished your master's in design at UC's CCM back in 2007. Together, you guys have worked on choosing interesting shows to present over the next 12 months or so. Can you tell me a little bit about how you conspired to do that with the two of you
sure.
making choices?
It's actually been something that we've been doing almost since the beginning of my taking over as artistic director. Andrew's always been a sounding board. He's always had shows that he's brought to me. And I would say we've probably been about 50-50 as far as which shows that we've selected for the seasons in the seasons that I have produced thus far.
It's actually been really great that we just, among other things, like reading plays. So we'll be passing shows back and forth to each other. And when we come across shows that we're really excited about and that we can both get excited about, that's when we have a feeling that it's a good choice.
Yeah. We also, you know, we try and shoehorn a whole bunch of really big shows into our small space, which is only possible because of Andrew's design. And so even when I have an idea, I still have to run it by him and say, can we do Bloody Bloody Andrew Jackson? Because it's enormous.
Do you guys have similar tastes in shows or do you complement one another, do you think?
I think it's a little overlap, but I think it's more complementary probably than not.
I think that's true.
Yeah.
I think we each have sort of outliers in our tastes that we sometimes gravitate towards, and then it's a process of negotiation.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the results of some of that negotiation. Right now on stage is Bull, and it's a show that nobody around here knows much about because it's like brand new, except that the playwright might be familiar because you've already done one of his plays last spring, a play called Cock. And this, I understand, makes you the first theater in the United States that's done both of his works.
Yes.
So that's kind of exciting in and of itself. The Cock was about contesting lovers. This one is about office workers who are vying for a position. So, Eric, can you tell me to start with what drew you to Bartlett's work?
So I was fortunate enough to be in New York last October near the end of the run of Cock off Broadway, and I was able to get a ticket. So I went to see it, and I saw it, and I thought, this is immediately something we need to do in our theater. And then during the process of mounting that show at No Theater, we found out that there was a companion piece that was in production as well. And so I immediately started calling and asking if I could get the rights, and I got them.
When you say it's a companion piece, though, the characters are not related to one another or anything.
They are not. Stylistically, they are similar in the manner in which the playwright approaches the storytelling, but the characters and the plot are entirely different from the first.
Brian Robertson directed the first one and is back staging this one now.
He did such a great job. We just asked him to back for this one.
Okay. And Andrew, you designed both productions.
Right.
I presume. Now with Cock, it was like an arena with fighters in it.
That's right.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit about what you've done with Bull.
Well, when we were looking at the script, we didn't want to just redo what we did last time. And the content of the text doesn't really call for exactly the same visual metaphor. The play itself is set essentially in one location for the whole period, whereas Cock has multiple locations. So we've gone with a different approach this time that references some elements of the literal physical space it would be in while heightening it in different ways. So while our set for Cock resembled a cockfighting arena, this one's probably something closer to a boxing ring.
Interesting. Let's move on to a couple of other things. Andrew, when you and I have talked, you've said a little bit about bringing in guest directors once you're doing more because you are a designer more than a director. And I know that something's going to be happening fairly soon in late January, a director who lots of people will remember because he used to be the artistic director at No, and that's Jason Bruffy. He's coming back to stage Steve Yockey's Pluto. And Andrew, I think that Yockey is a playwright who you are enthusiastic about.
Yeah.
I mean, not that Eric isn't, but
I've seen a number of Yockey's plays over the last few years, and I've read a bunch more. And he has this really great way of bringing mythological elements into really contemporary-feeling plays and has a real theatricality to his writing that I think is something that's really valuable to put on stage. And with this particular script, it's been in development for a little while and intentionally went to see a stage reading of it because I was excited about a new Steve Yockey play at a theater in Los Angeles. And as soon as I saw the reading, I thought, wow, this is a play with a ton of potential.
He immediately was emailing me and calling me and saying, this is the play, this is the play, this is the play.
Yeah, yeah.
Can you tell us a little bit? It's about Pluto, the god of the underworld, I presume. I mean, or at least that's the mythological reference.
That is the mythological reference, although it also has a lot about the planet Pluto in it.
Okay, but not about Pluto, the Disney character.
No.
Sadly, no. Ooh, new
design elements.
Yeah. There, you could conceivably see a tangential reference to that in script, but...
Okay.
Only if you're looking really hard.
Oh, that's right. Okay, so what is it about?
Well, it's about how we deal with tragedy in a lot of ways, and when tragedy and tragic events happen close to home. And one of the things that it really ties into are these tragic events that are man-made that happen to us in small towns when there are shootings, when there are accidents, and how do we as a community deal with that and work through that grief.
Very interesting.
And it's also funny.
Well, okay. I'll be eager to see how that works then. After Pluto, there is a slot for a show in April that remains open. Are you going to give us any hints about that? Or are we just
will give you the hint that I'm reading lots of scripts for it.
Okay, well then, TBD. And the truth is that no one ever sleeps there, I'm convinced. They have a show for the holidays coming up called The Naughty List, which is by OTR Improv and at Arnold's Bar and Grill in December. There are encore performances by favorite fringe performers and all that goes into readying for the Cincinnati Fringe next June.
Yep.
So I don't know how you guys ever get any rest. But Andrew, you also have plans for a whale of a production next fall. I understand it's in the works. It's a version of Moby Dick. Tell us a little bit about that.
This came across in a really curious way. I love Moby Dick. I love the novel. I think it's got a lot that's relevant to today's society. And I was sitting around thinking, why has no one done a great small cast adaptation of Moby Dick with sea shanties in it? That would be amazing. And I sat down to start doing research on how I might be able to put it together. And then I discovered that this adaptation already exists, which is really great and has the potential to be highly theatrical and really compelling. And I think one of the great things about the story of Moby Dick is that it starts out as essentially the story of a disaffected 20-something who's looking for meaning in his life. And he's so overwhelmed by the enormity of life that the only way to deal with that is to go out to sea and see something larger than himself. And then he gets caught up in this event that's so much bigger than he is. And I think that's what happens to a lot of people as they go through early adulthood and realize just what the world is.
I understand that Michael Burnham is going to be working with you on this production.
That's right.
That'll be exciting.
It will. Michael and I have been friends since I was in grad school at CCM, and he was my directing professor and directed my thesis project there. And so we try to work on at least one show a year or so.
Well, he's now an emeritus professor, but it's nice that you're keeping him occupied then. Well, that's sort of what's coming up. Anything else that we've not touched on that people should be aware of?
We have just some more Fringe Encores coming up. We've got our annual burlesque show coming up in December. We've got our New Year's Eve party. We do so much stuff.
Oh, that's right.
Just come hang out at the theater. We'll always be there, and there'll always be something for you to do and
right.
watch.
Well, there you have it. Exciting times at No Theater right now and in the months ahead. No's current production, Mike Bartlett's Bull, opened this weekend and runs through November 30th. For more information, you can go to WVXU.org. My guests this evening have been the once and future artistic directors at No Theater, Eric Vossmeyer and Andrew Hungerford. Best wishes to both of you and to No for its continued success.
Thanks a lot, Rick. I appreciate you having
us. Thanks, Rick.
For Around Cincinnati, I'm Rick Pender.